The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's April the 29th, Picks edition of the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It's brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code MLBSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Welcome, everybody, to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford, coming to you from Newcastle upon Tyne. Today is Sunday, April the 28th, and we are here to have a look around the weekend across MLB and to handicap a 12-game slate of action for Monday. Joining me is Mr. Lonte Smith. Lonte, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. We had a little a warm up to get ready for this, but yeah, man, I'm doing good. I'll be doing better if Baltimore didn't blow that game, and if Tampa didn't blow those two games prior to today. But yeah, man, other than that, looking to get back on track. We had a good Sunday last week, so hopefully can carry that momentum over to this week.
Yeah, if you're thinking we were 7 minutes late to do the show, we weren't. We've actually done 7 minutes of the show. I just didn't press the button to start the show. So me and Lonte talked to ourselves for 7 minutes. I tell you what, it could have been a lot worse. We could have been 48 minutes in. Oh, mate, what a nightmare that would have been. So we've done all this bit before. So the bit where I say, well, Lonte, did you back the Baltimore Orioles today? I already know the answer because I did as well. I doubled them up with the Nationals. Lonte picked the Nationals. We both picked a plus money winner. I parlayed them with Baltimore, lost. Lonte parlayed them with... Who did you parlay them with?
I parlayed them with the Braves. The Braves walked it off. Austin Riley walked it off in the bottom of the 10th, I think. But yeah, man, it's just a brutal way to lose. Two runs in a night. Fucking Kimbrel, man. Kimbrel.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's been going all right this season as well, you know. Yeah, it's been a... odd weekend. The theme of this weekend has been runs. Loads of them. Boston had 17, didn't they? Minnesota had 16. The Yankees have scored 15 tonight, I think, so far.
I think they scored 12 last night, if I'm not mistaken, or 11, something like that.
There was 20-odd in the Nationals-Marlins game. And then, obviously, we've got Houston-Colorado going on in Mexico. That's the game I've got on the telly. Right now, hoping to see some dingers. That's 4-2 through 4. So, yeah, loads of runs this weekend. But last Sunday, like I say, I think you might be my lucky charm, hopefully, Lonte, because I didn't have a great week the week before. I needed to pull myself out of the mud. But we did well last Sunday. We hit locks and dogs and all sorts. So this week, and that led to a good week. I had a much better week last week, apart from Tampa Bay costing me in one of my survivor pools. But yeah, we did better last week, Lonte. So hopefully, the Sunday night show, me and you again, means we get some winners. If you are in the chat, come and say hello. New name to me, Wrestling Abomination. Is Wrestling Abomination one of your NBA guys, Lonte?
I haven't been. I haven't been doing a lot of NBA this year, so I'm not 100% sure. But I appreciate him joining us in the MLB. Apparently, yeah, he's absolutely a frequent visitor because he just must not be in the chat because he said.
Okay.
We got my guy Trev in there as well.
Yeah, well, welcome aboard. If you've got any picks that you like, throw them in the chat. Happy to take them on board. TVDBJ, how you doing? Right, so tomorrow starts with, there's 12 games, which I'm guessing gives Houston and Colorado an opportunity to get back from Mexico. 10 of the 12 games are on the board. Maybe, I'm now seeing pictures for every game, so we've got plenty to talk about. No baseball, which is shit crack from my point of view, but we will start with a 6:35 Eastern first pitch between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. It is Clark Schmidt for the Yankees. It is Grayson Rodriguez for Baltimore. +115 for the Yankees, -135 Baltimore. Total of 8.5. Obviously, teams have had kind of contrasting fortunes tonight. Trev just pointing out in the chat that the Yankees have absolutely bent over the Brewers.
Yeah.
So far this weekend, 12 runs on Saturday night, and then the score currently is 15-5 in the top of the fifth. Clark Schmidt, I don't mind him. He's all right. He's steady Eddie, isn't he? He doesn't blow my skirt particularly high. He's got a 2-0 record with a 3.55 ERA, which is perfectly serviceable. And the Yankees have won all five of his starts, which is a nice line for him. He did get Grayson Rodriguez for Baltimore, 3-1 record, 4.45 ERA. He got lit up last time out by the Angels, 7 earned runs, but he'd been decent enough before that. You've got two teams here in similar form, very similar records at the top of that division. Their runs scored and the runs against were all identical. It's really hard to split this team's, Lonnie. There's not much to split the pitchers. I found one angle in. There was one little nugget that made my pick here. And that Baltimore have had a much trickier schedule than the Yankees. Baltimore are 12-6, having played 18 games against teams with a record better than 500, against the better teams. The Yankees have only played 5 games against the teams over 500 with a 3-2 record. So, although you can't split them at the moment, I think you can trust Baltimore's record, Baltimore's performance, slightly more than you can trust the Yankees. So that is how I split these games, this game here. I thought it was really difficult. I couldn't split the pitches. I couldn't find many angles in. That was my angle. So I'll take Baltimore here at -135. Just thinking that they've got it. I can trust what they've done a little bit more than I can trust what the Yankees have done so far, Lonte.
Yeah, it was tough for me as well. It was tough. I mean, Schmidt he's been fine. I mean, in the road games, he's allowed four earned runs allowed. He does allow a lot of hard contact. He's allowed 6+ hits in 3 of his last 5 starts, or 3 of his 5 starts. So that's not good against a good Baltimore offense, especially at home. Baltimore's actually covered 6 of their last 10 run lines. Like you mentioned, they have played a tougher schedule, but the last few series have been against soft opponents, the Angels and Oakland. But again, like you mentioned, I think it's more sustainable for what they're doing with their wins rather than the Yankees putting up 15 runs in back-to-back games. And I do think Grayson Rodriguez is the better pitcher, especially at home. In his 2 home starts, he's allowed 2 or less, 5 hits combined in those 2 starts as well. So not much here, but I'm just going to lean with the home team, thinking that their way of winning is a lot more sustainable than what they do, than what the Yankees did. Although the Yankees have performed really well on the road. I think they're 10-5 on the road. The offense, me and Scott both talked down on the offense going into the weekend, and of course they score, 30+ yeah, runs in the series against Milwaukee, who was going in red hot. So I don't know if that's obviously that's not sustainable, but I'm going to go with Baltimore. I think a slightly better pitcher at home. I think they can get it done.
Okay, so team ride on Baltimore. In the comments there, who's asking? Chandler is asking for a play for tonight's game, Cubs-Red Sox. So anyone who's got a play tonight, give Chandler a hand and give him a pick. I like both pitches, but then the wind's blowing out, so the kind of two things offset a little bit. Obviously, the Cubs got shellacked the other night, Yeah. So how they react. Yeah, so if someone better than me can give Chandler a pick in there, I would advise them. No, yeah, it's tricky. That is a hard one. Like, as much as I'd love a bet, it's tricky. 6:40 Eastern, first pitch, St. Louis Cardinals at the Detroit Tigers. Left-handed pitcher Stephen Matz for the Cardinals. Kenta Maeda goes for the Tigers. This one is a match on the books. It is -110 each of two, with a total sitting at 8.5. Okay, ugly game to handicap. The Cardinals got walked off tonight, which kept them below 500. So I was quite pleased about that. So still the last place, St. Louis Cardinals. Stephen Matz's last two starts have been manky. 12 earned runs against Arizona and Oakland. He walked three batters in each of those two. So a possible walk prop there for Matz. The Cards had a decent weekend until tonight. If they'd held on tonight, that would have been a really good weekend for them in New York. And they would have been hoping to press on for that. Kenta Maeda did have a bounce back last time against the Tampa Bay Rays, but he's been really inconsistent. Detroit, a bang average, I think, 5-5 in the last 10. Scored 107, let up 107. I think that tells you where Detroit are. They are a 500 team. I don't trust much here, but I really don't like Stephen Matz. And on the grounds, I'm out on the Cards. I picked them yesterday against with Sonny Gray. So it's not like I'm just fading them for the sake of fading them. But I'll take Detroit at -110, Lunty.
Yeah, I like Detroit a lot here. They bounced back today, had a good day against against the Royals. I think the Royals got the better of them in the series, if I'm not mistaken, but they won today. Yeah, I like Maeda. He went five scoreless in Tampa Bay after allowing five, so he bounced back pretty good. I do, like you said, it's just a fade of Matt's, exactly, like 12 earned runs in his last two starts, allowing a lot of contact, 6-plus hits in all three of those start in all three of his last starts. Detroit also is hitting the ball really well, 5-plus runs in three of the last five. So I like the over as well, Mal. St. Louis, their offense has struggled all year, but this past week they've, you know, put some runs on the board, 5-plus in three of the last five. Detroit is also over in 7 of 10. They are over in 8 of the 13 home games. So I think we can see some runs here, especially with Matz on the mound. If we can get 4 or 5 from Detroit, I think the bullpen can come in for Detroit and maybe give up a couple to St. Louis if their offense isn't going early on. But I do like Detroit. I like the over. I think we see some runs here.
Okay. We'll move on to the Nationals at the Marlins. Once I've told you about Underdog Fantasy, getting involved in the NBA playoffs, Underdog making it loads more interesting. It is the easiest place to play your fantasy sports. Play the pick 'em game. Just pick higher or lower on player stats that you like, points, rebounds, assists. You can mix in a few other sports. It doesn't have to be all basketball. Get your MLB or your soccer props, whatever, in there. Underdog is available in over 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. And they've just launched the Champions, which is a player versus player format in Florida. So sign up with our code, which is MLBSGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. Underdog Fantasy, promo code MLBSGPN. As Nathan joins us in the chat. Nathan was stung by the Dodgers tonight. Yeah, the bats went quiet for the Dodgers. That's unlikely. And Will Burns likes a few PCA props for the Chicago Cubs tonight. Pete Crow Armstrong came in. Not quite the power hitter that he's replaced in Bellinger, but will cause a little bit of havoc on the base paths, I think, Pete Crow Armstrong. 6:40 tomorrow, Washington Nationals at the Miami Marlins. Jake Irvin for the Nationals, and Trevor Rogers, left-handed pitcher, goes for Miami. +140 for Washington, -160 for Miami. Total here is 8.5. Lonte, you lead us off, because I've got an incredibly strong feeling on this, and I want to check if you're going to co-sign it.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with the under. I know we saw those runs today, but I don't think that's sustainable. I mean, especially with the Marlins getting out to what 7-0 you said early on in the game. When I looked, it was 4-0, and then they had the bases. excuse me, they had the bases loaded. So I'm going to go under here. I mean, despite that, Washington's under in 8 of 11. Miami's under in 7 of 11. Rodgers, 2 earned runs or less in back-to-back home starts, so he's pitching well at home. And although Irvin, you know, he gets a bad rap, he's pitched well on the road. 1 earned run combined in his last 2 road starts. Washington also has had trouble scoring, 2 earned runs or less in 3 of their last 6. Miami, 1 run or less in 3 of their last 6. They were scoreless 2 times in that span. Both have been under teams all year. I don't want to let that, you know, that one game aberration kind of get to me. So I'm going to go under, Mal. I think both of these pitchers are going to be well. I think Washington's offense is just about average, but I think Trevor Rogers can shut them down. So give me the under here, Mal. I also like the first 5 under as well. Maybe the first 5 a little bit more than I do the full game, but I'm going under.
Okay. I just stayed on the side of Washington. There's no way anyone can take minus 160 against Miami. I don't care who's on the mound,
because
they will find a way to lose. Like I said, they were 7-0 up tonight in the second inning, and they still got knocked over. They've won 6 games. They're 6-23, and you want me to take minus 160? I think it's an absolute madness. So I didn't really care what the matchups were here. They were plus money on Friday. They were plus money on Saturday. They were plus money again today. They've swept them. Oh, well, they'll sweep them tomorrow. All 4 games plus money. Honestly, it's like finding money in the street. Irvin has had back-to-back starts against the Dodgers. One's been great. Once he was lit up, which is fair enough. The Dodgers can't do that. He's generally been fine, and fine is all he'll have to be here. I do like Rogers, but Miami have lost all 5 of his starts. So it doesn't matter how well he pitches. Doesn't matter who it is or how well they pitch. They'll just get beat. and they've lost his starts by an average of 3.5 runs per game. Back the Nationals on the run line. Alt run line. Get up the ladder. Honestly, free money this. Absolute free money, Lonte. Stop laughing.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I just like the under a lot better.
That's all. We'll take it. Yeah. We'll take a 5-0 Washington win then.
Yeah.
Everybody win.
Even 1-0. Who cares? Or 3-0 because you want to do alternate. So yeah, 3-0.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get up the old run line. 7:07 Eastern first pitch, the Kansas City Royals at the Toronto Blue Jays. Jonathan Bolin is a new name to me. He'll draw the start for the Royals. And it will be the Cuban Yariel Rodriguez going for the Toronto Blue Jays. And this was one of the 2 games I hadn't seen any lines for, Lonte. So if you've got any lines, throw them out and then talk us through, if you can, the Royals at the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I didn't see any earlier. I'm looking right now. I don't really see any right now either. Yeah, I don't see anything. But I will tell you this. I'll probably be on Toronto. I was on Toronto today against the Dodgers. I thought it was a good spot for Gausman to kind of get right. Although the Dodgers have been like mashing, but I think this is going to be a bounce back series for Toronto. They've lost seven of the last 11. They've lost 7 of 11. They lost the series 3-1 last week with Kansas City. So they kind of they're familiar with them. They were only outscored by 1 run in that span. So it wasn't really a dominant series by Kansas City. All the games were competitive outside of maybe 1. Kansas City is a game under 500 on the road. Toronto, a game over on the road. I think their offense is going to get going. I would lean over as well, man. I think Toronto is going to have a big series here against Kansas City. And I think Kansas City can put some runs up as well. But my strongest play is I like Toronto. If you could find a book that offers like series, like price to win the series, I think Toronto is good for – I'm not sure how many games they're playing. Is it 4 or is it 3? Whichever it is. If you can find them like -1.5 games, I think that's really good for a series for Toronto. I think they have a good start to the week.
Yeah, I didn't have much for this at all. Firstly, there was no lines. Secondly, I don't know anything about Jonathan Bolin, really. I do like Rodriguez. He's really interesting character. Like I say, Cuban, pitched in the WBC. He won't go long into the game, but I think he'd be good enough here. The tentative play I wrote down was the Blue Jays first 5, but without seeing any lines, I can't be any more confident or otherwise than that. 7:10 Eastern first pitch, the Chicago Cubs at the New York Mets. We have Jameson Taillon going for the Cubs, and Luis Severino will go for the Mets. This is the second game. This is the only other game that is currently off the board. I'm guessing, I don't know why that would be, actually. Although the Cubs got to play tonight, sorry. So the Cubs have got to play tonight, then a little bit of a travel spot. I've been on the Cubs. Obviously, the Sunday night travel spot is something that we've regularly faded on the show. It's not. It's a common thing for baseball bettors to do. But I'm really in on Jameson Taillon. I was in on him pre-season. And so far, he's been really good. 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA. Started two games, given up one earned run in each. The Cubs have won both of them. Severino's been good, too. And I think with the Cubs missing some of their better hitters, the Mets didn't have a great weekend. A little bit better tonight. They walked it off, but still didn't put much together offensively. I'd take an under. I think the total will be quite low. But yeah, travel spot, two good pitchers, two ailing offences. I'll lean towards an under, whatever that total. Maybe if the total's eight, I'd happily take an under on that, Lanty.
Yeah, I can't figure out the Mets. They're one team I can't figure out. I've been really good on the Cubs, but I just can't figure out the Mets. I was on them for the first two games against St. Louis. They got blown out, and then, of course, they win today when I don't bet them. So there's that. Yeah, so I can't figure them out. I mean, they're inconsistent on offense. Two earned runs or less in three of the last five. I know they walked it off today, but, I mean, they got destroyed in the first two games against St. Louis, who was pretty much like – they were pretty much on life support offensively. And I do like Taillon. He's been lights out in his last two starts, two earned runs combined in 10 and two thirds. This will be his first road start though. So that's something to look out for. And although the Cubs have been hot, you mentioned the travel spot. We always like to fade the Sunday night baseball, whoever's going to play the next day. So I think that might be a spot to look for the Mets. But again, I haven't had success against the Mets, so you probably want to bet the Cubs and enjoy your winnings.
Next up is a 7:40 Eastern first pitch between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. The Twins have Joe Ryan as their starting pitcher. Garrett Crochet, lefty, will go for the White Sox, who are a +140 home underdog, with the Twins at -160. See the total for this, actually. We didn't have to do much work here in terms of handicapping it, because these teams have seen each other already quite a lot. Ryan is very average. All of his starts have been in division, actually, and they're almost identical lines. I know Minnesota have been scuffling. Ryan's won, lost, won, lost, won. He wins when he gets run support, and he loses when he doesn't, as straightforward as that sounds. So the presence of Ryan doesn't really bother me one way or the other. It's what can the Twins offense do? So Crochet, he had a really hot start. He got quite a little bit of talk here. It was the only possible situation you could back the White Sox was when Crochet was kicking around. But that seems like a long time ago now. He's got a 5-7-5 earned runs in his last three starts. And he did give up five against the Twins last week in a game which the Twins won 6-3. They played a four-game set. The Twins swept them. They covered the handicap in three of the four games. But crucially, in the four games, they scored 6, 6, 6, and 7. That does it for me. That's a solid floor. The Minnesota team total, they're going to score 6 minimum. It's that straightforward, Lonte. Minnesota team total over for me.
Man, you stole my whole handicap. That's literally everything I had. Crochet, five or more earned runs allowed in his last three starts. The only thing you didn't mention was he's allowing a lot of home runs. Four home runs in his last two starts. Has not made it out of the fourth inning. I think if you factor in the success that they had, that the White Sox had this weekend against Tampa, you know, they're kind of probably a little bit on a higher side, so they're going to be let down here. Familiarity's there. They've won by three or more in three of those four games. They averaged 6.3 runs in that series, Minnesota, that is. Yeah, so I think they put it on the White Sox here. And actually, Minnesota's been playing good. I've been on them while they've been on the road, and I think they were up 1-0 the last time I looked. But, yeah, I think they can continue their winning ways here. So I like Minnesota, and I like the team total to go over. I think Minnesota on a run line is a pretty good bet as well. All 9 at-bats. But yeah, I don't trust the White Sox to kind of string together any kind of winning streak outside of what they have right now.
Next up on the card is 7:40 Eastern first pitch, the Tampa Bay Rays at the Milwaukee Brewers. Ryan Pepiot, we'll decide 1 week, goes for the Rays, and it is Bryce Wilson going for the Brewers. -105 for the Rays, -115 for the Brewers. Total is set at 8.5. Close one on the books, Lonte. What have you got?
Yeah, man, I can't look. Like I said earlier, I'm done with the Rays. They're pretty much either a bit against or pass for me. Luckily, they're going against a team that I really like in Milwaukee. You know, although they've been, you know, they got pretty bombed over the weekend with the Yankees. Office says I don't think you can look much into it. I think it's the opposite of what we said about the Yankees Baltimore game, Al. You remember how we were talking about the Yankees offense not being sustainable? I don't think that Milwaukee, I don't think their defense is going to allow 15 or more runs in back-to-back games again for a year. I go down on a limb and say that. But Bryce Wilson, he's been good and pretty much relief. Milwaukee's looking to bounce back. You know, the offense has been inconsistent for Tampa. We talked about it. Rosarin at the top of the lineup is pretty bad. So they blew back-to-back games versus the White Sox. They lost 5 of 6. They're a game under 500, two games under 500 on the road. This is Pepiot's second road start. Only faced one good offense, and that was Texas, and he allowed 6 runs. So I think Milwaukee at home, I think they'll be able to get to them, man. They also won 7 of 10 against Tampa. So I'm all over Milwaukee. I think the number's too short.
I really struggled with this one because everything I liked or everything I found conflicted with each other. It was like a two-way street on just about everything. Pepiot had back-to-back excellent home starts, and his one road start in Colorado was good as well. So I trust him, even though he faces a better offense here in the Brewers. Wilson's been either an opener or a long reliever. He sort of bounced around. But he's been fine as well. And the Brewers have won 4 of the 5 games he's appeared in. Bad weekend for the Rays, as we said earlier on. The bullpen is really, really struggling. So I like the Brewers' offense against the Tampa Bay Rays bullpen. And I think Wilson's vulnerable as well. The Brewers got hammered tonight, but they still scored 5 runs. They still put 5 runs up. I've got over written down, but it's not a strong feeling. Like, I could change my mind. If I looked at this another 4 times, I could change my mind 4 times. So, yeah, I've boxed off over, but it'll be lower down on my list of games to play. 9:38 Eastern first pitch is the Philadelphia Phillies at the LA Angels. We have Christopher Sanchez has the ball for Philadelphia. And for the LA Angels, it will be Griffin Canning. -140 for the Phillies, +120 for the Angels, with a total of 8.5, Lonte.
Yeah, Philly's too short, man. I know it's your boy Griffin Canning, but man, Philly's been on fire. They've won 8 of 10. Offense has been on fire, 5+ runs in the last 3. They perform really well on the road. Just the fate of the Halos. They started off pretty good, but they've lost 8 of 10. No home field advantage at all. They're 3-8 at home. Canning's allowed 4+. In 3 of his last 5 starts. The only thing that kept me off from going pretty big on Philadelphia is this is their third straight road series, so kind of want to be weary of that. But they perform well on the road. As a favorite, they're dominant, 15-7. Sanchez, 2 earned runs or less in 4 of his 5 starts, 1 earned run or less in his last 3. He's in good form. The Phillies are in good form. So I'm going to go with the Phillies, man, pretty big here. And I like their team total over as well. This is a complete fade of the Angels and their inevitability to, you know, muster up some offense outside of Trout. And I don't trust Canning at all. Not against the Phillies offense, who's been like white hot.
No, you're right. Griffin Canning was one of my guys, Lonte, but I'm finding him expensive to follow. And I think he looks vulnerable here. Philly at -140 is the pick. My last note is price ? Because I hadn't seen the markets when I made my Philly pick. And it's not ideal. It's workable. You could maybe parlay it. But I prefer Philly to win than a Philly team total. Trev's putting the team total out. Because I don't really trust this Philly lineup. So they could win 4-1. It could be a low-scoring game, maybe. The Angels have lost 4 of 5 that Canning started in. And Christopher Sanchez is much, much more reliable. But this Phillies lineup isn't. It could be anything, but Philly is a straight up boring parlay piece, money line play at -140. That'll be my pick in that one. 9:40 Eastern first pitch is the LA Dodgers at the Arizona Diamondbacks. We have two lefties on the mound here. It is James Paxton going for the Dodgers, and Tommy Henry has the ball for the Diamondbacks. -145 for the Dodgers, +125 for the D-backs. The total's high. The total's 10. I'm guessing that might be the presence of Tommy Henry. Paxton's been, he's settled down really well. 2-0 with the 2.61 ERA. He still walked a lot of people. I think he's had, is it 17 walks in his four games, maybe? He walked 8 the start before last, which is quite incredible, and then added 3 more last time out. He's only struck out 1 batter in 2 consecutive starts as well, and been involved in low-scoring games. So Paxton's lines are a little bit weird, but I do like him. Tommy Henry threw a good start against the Cardinals last time, but his 2 home starts have been horrible. He gave up 5 earned runs in his 2 home starts. The Dodgers are hitting .279 against lefties. This total is higher than I thought it would be, but a Dodgers team total, they can get 5, 6, 7 off Tommy Henry and the rest of the Diamondbacks. So I like the Dodgers to put some runs up tomorrow, especially having been low scoring today, only 1 run. So they can have a bounce back. It's a good bounce back spot for the Dodgers tomorrow to put some runs on the board, Lonte.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And Arizona's returning from 2 straight road series, offense non-existent, 1 run. In each of their last 3 games, they lost 7 of 10. You mentioned it. Paxton's been really good. He's been also really good on the road. 3 earned runs combined and 2 road starts. They covered the Dodgers, I think, would be an interesting run line piece. They've covered 7 of 11 on the road. They have 2 double digit scoring games in the last 5. I think their offense comes to play, man. They perform better on the road than they do at home anyway. They're 8-3 on the road. They won 5 of 6. I think this is going to be a mismatch with Tommy Henry on the mound. So give me the Dodgers. I like the team total over as well, man. So we're aligned right there.
Is a 9:40 Eastern first pitch. The Pittsburgh Pirates at the Oakland Athletics. It's left-handed pitcher Bailey Falter for Pittsburgh. And Joe Boyle is going for Oakland. -130 for the Pirates, +110 for the Athletics. I haven't seen a total on this one. Lonte, not the greatest game to handicap this one.
Yeah, it's not. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, though, especially with Oakland coming off that emotional win. Oakland's played good the past few weeks. I've been on them quite a few, but they played really, really good in their last 2 series against Baltimore and the Yankees. They play back-to-back road series, returning home. I always like to fade the team that's returning home from the road series. Pittsburgh's 9-7 on the road. Boyle has gave up 7 runs in 2 of his 5 starts. So although Pittsburgh's offense is not good, Boyle's not good as well. So I think they can kind of react against each other. He's held up well against good offenses, Falter, that is. 2 earned runs or less in his last 4 starts. He pitched against Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Baltimore. So this is pretty much a walk in the park for him. I'm going with Falter. I'm going with Pittsburgh. I like him a lot. One of my strongest plays for the day, tomorrow, Mal, is going to be Pittsburgh.
Completely agree with you, Lonte. It's this simple. Falter's been great, and Boyle hasn't. And the key numbers for me is in the 4 Boyle games, Oakland have lost 7-3, 10-2, 3-1, and 9-0. So that's an aggregate of what, 17, 19, 23 they've gone down by in the 4 starts that he's lost. So at this point, taking Pittsburgh at -130, but I'll take him on the run line. I'll add up, you'll get some plus money there. I'll take Pittsburgh to go over a 1.5 run win and win a lot more comfortably than the books would have us believe. Next is the penultimate game on the show between the Cincinnati Reds and the San Diego Padres. It is left-handed pitcher Nick Lodolo for Cincinnati, and Matt Waldron will go for the Padres. This is another match on the books for the second time tonight. -110 each of two with a total of 8.5. Nick Lodolo, 2-0 with a 2.12 ERA. He's had three starts now, two really good against the White Sox and the Angels. He faced better opposition last time in the Phillies and gave up three earned in his five innings pitch. The Reds did win that game 7-4. So they've won all three of his starts. Matt Waldron has started five games now, three good, two bad. But the two bad starts have both been at home, his only two home starts, against Toronto and St. Louis. The Padres have lost four of the five that Waldron started. The Padres are 6-10 at home. And since he played better last week, they looked a little bit more lively last week, having underwhelmed slightly before that. So in a really tight one, I do like Lodolo. Not convinced about Waldron. The Padres, like you said earlier about the Mets, you can't get them right. I struggle a little bit with the Padres. But in this match, I'll take Cincinnati at -110, Lunty.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Just simple for me, Mal. I trust Lodolo more than I do Waldron. And I trust the Cincinnati offense, although they're kind of hit or miss sometimes. I trust their offense over San Diego. San Diego, 3-7 in the last 10. Really no home field advantage, 6-8 at home. Lodolo does need to limit, you know, the kind of the hard contact he's allowing, you know, a decent amount of hits. But I mean, Cincinnati's covered 7 out of 10 on the run line, 7 of the last 10 on the run line. They've covered 7 of 11 run lines on the road. I think their offense is going to come to play, man. I don't trust San Diego. San Diego just doesn't look right with them. I'm not sure what it is, but I'll continue to make money off of it. So I like Cincinnati to get it done here.
San Diego, it's the same shit they've done for 3 years. The same as the Blue Jays. They never seem to adjust. I'll tell you what, we've got some loads of talented players. Let's just do the same bollocks we've done for 3 years that hasn't worked, and let's see what happens. I mean, it is literally the definition of madness. Like, right, last game on the card, 9:40 Eastern first pitch. The Atlanta Braves at the Seattle Mariners. Left-handed pitcher Max Fried for Atlanta, and it is Bryce Miller going for the Mariners. Lines are -150 for the Braves, +130 for Seattle. And a line here, a total here is at 7.5. Lunty, finish us off with a winner.
Yeah, so I can go ahead and kind of coincide this, because this is going to be my dog pick. I love Seattle in this spot. I love him. I don't trust Fried. ERA of almost 5. He's coming off a complete game shutout. The next game is the game I usually like to – or their next start is the game I usually like to fade. Pitchers are coming off like a no-hitter, complete game shutout, or whatever the case may be. Any of those I'm willing to bet against, even if it's against the Braves. I know their offense has been good, especially on the road. I know they perform well on the road, but – Seattle's really good right now. They've won 8 of 10. Miller's not allowing much contact, but he has to keep the ball in the park, though, against this Atlanta offense. He's allowed 3 home runs in the last 2 games. But despite that, 2 earned runs or less in his last 4. He's got 2 shutouts, and these are against good offenses. I mean, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Texas, all good offenses that he's pitched against. I think Seattle's in really good form right now, Mal, at home. Atlanta coming off that emotional victory at home. They had a tough series. That was a tough series that they played against Cleveland. And now they got to travel across the country to Seattle for a late game. I like Seattle. I like Seattle and Bryce Miller, man. They're going to be my dog for the day too. I mean, for that day too.
Agree with you again, Lonnie. We've done a lot of this tonight. There's quite a few similarities in the teams. Both teams are 8-2. In the last 10, Seattle are 9-6 at home. Atlanta 8-3 on the road. Firstly, I wanted to see the prices, because I thought they might be closer together. -150 on Fried, absolutely, is not an appealing proposition. And you just absolutely made a watertight case. Seattle at +130, they've been going along a lot better. I think they made the way to the top of the division as well. So yeah, I'll take Seattle at +130. Agree with you, Lunty. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is 12 games in the book. A lot of similar opinions between myself and Lonnie and the people in the chat as well. And I'll tell you what, Lonnie, I'm going to lead off with my lock and dog here, because they are absolutely dead straightforward. They jump off the page. My lock is going to be Washington at +140. That's right. not even my dog. I'm locking up the Nationals at plus 140. Miami can't beat anyone. I don't understand. It doesn't matter who pitches. It doesn't matter how they pitch. They will get beat. And my dog, I'm going to go to Pittsburgh on the run line against Oakland. Those Boyle starts, he gets battered every time he starts. He might be a nice lad, but they just get mauled. So I don't know what, they're minus 130 on the money line, so there'll be plus money as well. So I'll happily take two plus money. I'm going to parlay them tomorrow, Lonte. I am absolutely having it off on Washington and Pittsburgh on the run line tomorrow. Yeah, they're my two players. Confident, what have you got?
Yeah, so I just gave out my dog. So let's see if I can give my lockout. Let me find. Oh, yeah, I'm going with Pittsburgh. I'm going Pittsburgh on the road. Despite the struggles, I think they're going to get a, you know, kind of fat and happy Oakland team. I like the pitching of Pittsburgh. So I'm going to go with Pittsburgh on the money line. I know you like them on the run line. I'll just double lock it up and go with them on the run. I mean, on the money line. I think they win it outright. I think their offense has a big night against Oakland. Falter, I really like. I don't trust Boyle at all. So I'm going to go. Pittsburgh is actually really good on the road. Well, pretty good on the road. And I think Oakland coming off those back-to-back road series are going to be tough to get back up for Pittsburgh. So give me Pittsburgh on the money line.
Okie doke. Did you give us your dog there, Lonnie?
Yeah, I gave out Seattle whenever I was giving the Seattle handicap. Seattle was going to be my dog.
Yeah, you did that at the top. Yeah, all right, no bother. Nathan's in with Seattle as well. He's so, there. Yeah, we'll get involved in them. Yeah, and I think we're done. That was nice, Lonnie. Like I say, we were in hard agreement. Hopefully, like I say, the Sunday night luck holds because we did well last week and took it forward into the week. Had a great day on the Premier League show this weekend. Swept today, 3 out of 3, hit 7 out of 10 all round. So quite happy with how things are going. Lonnie, anything you want to tell the people before we let them go?
That's it, man. Hopefully we can keep going pretty good on Sunday and bleed that into the week.
Completely agree. Thanks everyone who joined us in the chat, from Nathan all the way up to Wrestling Abomination, Trev and Chandler and all the lads as well. Will Burns joined us. We do appreciate it. It helps make the show 1,000 times better. Back tomorrow night. I am doing this with somebody. I've got no idea who, so we can talk about all these winners. No, we can't because there's no day spoil. Anyway, not to worry. Thanks, everybody. Keep your eyes peeled. The show will be scheduled. So I'm guessing will be 5 p.m. Eastern time, normal time. Until then, good luck, and we will see you down the road. Cheers.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.